It is a new semester.
And we will be learning a new song. This is a song, one of the nicest songs we sing on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, directly following the Kedusha. And the words are, Chamol, have compassion, Al Ma'asecho, over your creatures, like La'asot, to do, Ma'asecha, those that you created, Chamol Al Ma'asecha, have compassion over those that you have made, Ve'tismach, and be happy, Be-ma-a-se-yadecha. So we'll begin the song and then we'll continue. Chamol al ma'asecha, ve'tismach be'ma'asecha. Chamol al ma'asecha, ותשמח במעשיך. חמול על מעשיך, ותשמח במעשיך. חמול על מעשיך, ותשמח במעשיך. Chamol ma'asecha, v'tismach b'ma'asecha. Ve'yomru lecha choseecha, b'tzadekcha amuseecha. Ve'yomru lecha choseecha, Vetzadekha amusecha. And v'yomru lecha, and will say to you, chosecha, those that are under your shade. Lachsot is to be under one's shadow, under one's shade. V'yomru lecha chosecha. We the Jewish people who are under your shade, under your canopy, will say to you, Betzadekha amusecha, when you give righteousness to us who are, so to speak, loaded upon you. Amusecha could mean we are loaded upon you. Amusecha could mean we are loaded with your blessings. So amusecha could be in either direction. It's either the one who is loaded upon or loaded with. Either we are loaded upon you or we are loaded with your blessing. V'yomru lecha chosecha, b'tzadekha amusecha. V'yomru lecha chosecha, b'tzadekha amusecha. V'yomru lecha chosecha, b'tzadekha amusecha. So this is the intro to the song, really. Chamol al ma'asecha, v'tismach b'ma'asecha. V'yomru lecha chosecha, b'tzadekcha amusecha. Tuknash Adon el kol ma'asecha. Tuknash Adon, Master, may you be sanctified. Al kol ma'asecha, over all of your creatures. Tuknash Adon al kol ma'asecha. Ki makdishecha, for those who sanctify you, that's us, bikdushatcha kidashta, you gave them part of your holiness. We believe, we say it every day in Shmona Esrei, we say, you're holy. What are we? And your name is holy. What are we? And you've given us holiness. We, the holy ones, are given the responsibility to sanctify you. We're basically saying in the beginning of Shmona Esrei, if you didn't give us this task, if you didn't give us the ability to do this, what are we doing? If
you think about it, any time you think about how awesome God is, you have to come to the realization, do I matter? What difference does it make? In our class last night, we spoke about how people worship the Molech. Right? You remember we discussed how cruel that the idol worship, the pagan worship of Molech, how the whole process went. And you tell yourself, people could so easily get carried away with their own imagination. So then you say, okay, but I'm doing the real thing. God gave us the Torah, and I'm doing the real thing. And then you stop and you ask yourself, really? Wait a second. Why do I matter? People could deceive themselves to do the most cruel things to their children in honor of a pagan belief. And then you ask yourself, well, what am I doing? And the answer is, it's not because of my logic. If it were up to my logic, then I would say, God is awesome and I'm little. God is infinite and I'm a dust particle in the great history of the world. What difference do I make? And then God tells us, no, I'm giving you 10 commandments, which changes our perspective of all of creation. God interferes and says, I'm talking to you. You're infinite and you're talking to us. The 10 commandments were a turning point in world history. The idea that God cares. God takes us out of Egypt. We commemorate it every year. Why is that so important? Because from our perspective, why would God ever intervene? We don't know why God created a world, nor do we understand why it would matter to him if we do the mitzvot or don't do the mitzvot. Philosophically, he's infinite. Do I affect him when I do mitzvot? Does it matter? Does he change one iota? If there was a Hitler, there wasn't a Hitler. And then God says, I do care. God shows up and says, I'm taking you out of Egypt. I'm going to punish those who do evil. So we say, really? The whole world for 10 generations was sinning from Adam to Noah. And then from Noah to Abraham. And you were silent. You didn't say a word. Suddenly Abraham gets thrown into a furnace and you intervene. Wow. But what happened when his brother was thrown into the furnace and was burnt alive? So God says, you don't understand me. And we say, right. We don't. And God says, but I care. And we say, yeah. If you say so, you told us so. So we know so. So you gave us certain tasks which our logic would not define. If it were up to our logic, we would say God is infinite. And what are we? Does it matter if I pray or I don't pray? And then God says, yes, it does. And you have a mitzvah to pray. So it's not because of my logic that I pray. It's because he told me I'm supposed to pray. So we say in the beginning of prayer, every day, 3 times a day, we say, you're holy. You're beyond what we understand. And your name, even the way you appear in the world, is beyond what we understand. Ah, but you gave us the task that we should declare your holiness. We're supposed to sanctify God. We're supposed to say you're holy. If you didn't tell us that, we wouldn't have thought that. Ata kadosh v'shimcha kadosh u'kadoshim. But us, we were given the task to be holy people. Does God care if I lead a holy life or not? Comes the Torah and says, yes, you have a commandment to be a holy person. That goes back to the story we discussed last night, the guy in Singapore. In this song, we're saying also, Chamol al ma'asecha, Hashem, have compassion over those you created. V'tismach b'ma'asecha, and we hope you'll be happy with the creations you created. V'yomurecha chosecha, and let us, those who take coverage in you, say before you, V'tzadecha amusecha, as we stand on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and we hope that you give us a good judgment, b'tzadecha, as you give righteousness, amusecha, to those who are, we said two interpretations, who are relying on you, who are being carried by you. We declare, tukdash adon, may you be sanctified, Master, al kol ma'asecha, over all of your creations, ki makdishecha, because those who sanctify you, b'kdushatcha kidashta, you gave them your holiness. This whole idea that we are holy, God gave it to us. What's the difference if He created it that way? It's not our choice. B'kdushatcha kidashta. Okay, so now let's go over the two. Chamon al maasecha. ותשמח במעשיך ויאמרו לך חוסיך מצדיקך עמוסיך תוכנש אדון על כל מעשיך
ki makli shecha bikdushatcha ki dashta nae le kadosh peyer mikdoshim tuknash adon al kol masecha ki makdishecha bikdushatcha ki dashta nae le kadosh.
It is nae, it is pleasant, it is fitting to the one who is kadosh, who is holy, pe'er, to get glory, me, from people who are kedoshim, who are themselves holy, that we're aspiring to be, right? Nae le kadosh pe'er mikdoshim. We'll do the song two more times, and then if you want, there's a different tune for it, but we don't have time. Okay.
Chamol al maasecha v'tismach b'maasecha v'yomru lecha chosecha v'tzadekha amusecha tuknash adon al kol maasecha ki makdishecha mikdushatcha kidashta nae lekadosh peyer mikdoshim.
One more time, should we do without the words maybe? Just the tune?
Yeah.
Na 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 na
seem to be very musical, very impressive.